Wait.
What's still there?
My God, what's happening to us?
It happens that we are breaking up.
We can't leave each other like this. It's inhumane. I don't recognize myself anymore, Antonia. I didn't want to tell you those things. Forgive me. I don't know how they came out of my mouth.
You said them because you mean them.
No, I don't mean them at all. That's the point. It must have been terrible for you to go through all this.
Yes, it was.
I don't think you're a bad person at all. You're simply weak, terribly weak and plagiarized. I don't want you to leave like this.
There is no point in prolonging this agony.
We're doing a lot of unnecessary harm to ourselves. Do you realize that? We have loved each other for many years. We cannot separate like two enemies. Sit down again, please. Let's both calm down. We must study a strategy to make this transition as painless as possible.
And what can we do? I don't see any solutions.
There is always a solution, Antonia. Listen, I've got an idea. We will do this. We will separate by mutual consent. I'll make up an excuse. I'll say I cheated on you with someone else, and you'll play the part of the one who doesn't want to compromise. What do you think?
So you come out fine.
Why, should I also come out badly? Laura won't say no to me. She can't wait.
Oh, Laura, coincidentally.
She seems like the most suitable person for my strategy.
Yes, of course. For your strategy.
Think about it. She is the best person. Nobody will get suspicious. Everyone knows that she is in love with me. We were together for a while before I met you, and she is also a beautiful girl. It wouldn't make sense to bet on someone else. It would be far-fetched for someone who has just returned from their honeymoon, don't you think? Instead, in this way we can make people believe in a sudden blowback. My parents will get a little pissed off, but then they'll be forced to put on a good face.
If nothing else, you'll make up for my poor second bra size, since she wears a good fifth.
Still with this small breast complex? I've told you 1,000 times that it's not a problem for me.
Huh. But by chance you focused on Laura, who incidentally is 10 years younger than me. Sorry, but how old was she when you got together?
15. I told you, it was a no-brainer. It lasted a few weeks.
15? Maybe you have some gray areas too, Michael, don't you think?
Maybe. After all, I'm a mere mortal. I'll find out quickly.
Luckily, I won't be there. I couldn't bear to even discover your gray areas.
Don't tell me you're jealous. I wouldn't believe it.
I'm not jealous. It just bothers me a little to think of you struggling with Laura's bra, that's all.
And this isn't jealousy?
No.
However, you no longer have a per second. Your breasts are increasing in volume.
It's normal, I'm pregnant.
Open your blouse a little, please. Please, I just want to see them one last time.
Are you crazy, Michael? Does this seem like the time?
There will not be another time, Antonia. We will never see each other again.
It must run in the family to be a little unbalanced. All right, I'll open it.
Your breasts are more and more beautiful. Now that they are so swollen, they look like the classic glass of champagne. Can I touch them?
Be slow, they hurt.
I do it very slowly. The bra is too tight, better undo it. So, what do you think of my strategy?
I admit it's ingenious, Michael. I especially appreciate your idea of getting together with Laura. I'm serious, but it can't work. Because in any case, your parents will find out about the baby sooner or later. What will we tell them?
That's the least of our problems. We'll keep him hidden for a while. We'll lie about his age. We'll make something up. We'll say you got him from someone else you met after me. Someone who then left you.
Sorry, why not the opposite? Couldn't I have left him?
Whatever you want, but it's not very likely. A woman who has just had a child with a man usually doesn't leave him, at least not right away. However, I will help you. I will do everything I can. I will find you a place to stay. And I will also come to visit you, if you like. Does it please you?
Yes.
Does my massage also please you?
Yes, it gives me relief.
So I'll continue. It pleases me too.
Imagine how much it will please you with Laura.
I suppose so, but for now it pleases me with you.
Maybe you should stop. It's having a strange effect on me.
Strange how?
Since the baby has been here, I feel everything as if it's amplified. I don't want to...
Lean on my shoulder. Don't think about anything. Let yourself go, like this. Have you ever considered praying the rosary?
The rosary? Are you kidding me, Michael?
Not at all. You know I'm skeptical but open to everything.
Michael, perhaps the blow was too strong for you. I think you need to recover.
Do you know what I thought?
No. Tell me.
that ultimately I should be grateful to my brother.
Even grateful?
I don't know how he did it, damn Kellerman, but he did it. I had resigned myself to not being able to have children with you, and believe me, I was sorry, even if I pretended nothing happened. But my brother's son is also a bit like my son, right?
In a certain way, yes.
Do you already know the sex?
No, it's too early.
In any case, he is a Kellerman. Or she is a Kellerman. I would love a little girl, with your eyes and hair.
He won't bear your surname, Michael.
I know, but maybe one day this can be remedied too. I already love him, seriously.
I'm really sick.
Why are you saying this now?
Because if I were healthy, I should be in love with you.
Come here, love, come back to bed. Where are you going?
I'm leaving, Michael. Had you already forgotten? My character needs to be erased from the story.
Don't ask me to see you again, Antonia. At least for a while.
I'll miss you.
I know. I'm going out now. I want to go first. Can you reknot my tie?
Certain. Double Windsor?
Yes, please. Don't leave anything here. I don't want to find anything of yours when I return.
Don't worry, I packed everything. I don't have many things, you know. Everything else is yours.
It was yours too, Antonia. I bought it for both of us.
You're wearing sexy aftershave. Where are you going? To Laura's?
You have no right to ask me this.
You are right, sorry.
We'll be in touch, Antonia. Take care of yourself.
Ma sarà la prima che incontri per strada che tu coprirai d'oro per un bacio mai dato per un amore nuovo. Sarà la prima che incontri per strada che tu coprirai d'oro per un bacio mai dato per un amore nuovo.